Welcome to Zoomer Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Guys, I've got our call set up. Thanks for your patience as we've got that all set up tonight. And I'm certainly glad you're on this call tonight. You know, I'm going to introduce our guest speaker here in just a minute, but I can tell you that, in my opinion, this is one of those timely calls. And the reason I say that is because you certainly don't have to be that plugged into what's going on in the world today, but it's almost unavoidable at this point that when you open up your computer, you look at internet reports, you log into Facebook, you listen to the radio, you turn on the television, you look at a magazine or any publication. It seems like these days there's a lot of concerns coming up, about health and wellness. There's a lot of concerns coming up about, immune system challenges. I mean, obviously, those of you who have tuned into the most recent news, there's an Ebola virus that seems to be creating a big scare. And I'm not saying that there isn't a reason to be concerned about that, but, it just seems like no matter where you turn these days, they're talking about some new strange threat to our health and well-being. And it's a scary kind of time to be alive in that respect, because a lot of these things are new and things that honestly, a lot of the modern-day medicine has not had to deal with very much. But the good news is our Creator has endowed you with an incredible immune system. And there's certainly some things that you can do to make sure that immune system stays in good shape, to make sure that you're protecting yourself and your family. And the opportunity tonight to have our guest speaker on the line is one that I really appreciate. She's a wealth of knowledge. She's a fantastic educator in the health and wellness field. In fact, she's a naturopathic doctor. That's her day-to-day practice. She actually practices right out of the great state of Georgia. She also runs her own health and wellness education service known as the Olive Leaf, and she's a proud Zuma member and has been for many years. I had an opportunity to spend some personal time with her on our Zuma cruise just back there at the tail end of September. Oh, it's been almost 30 days ago now. And just had a great time with her on that cruise, but also she was a great source of education in some of our meetings for our members there as well. So I'm just proud to have her on the line tonight. I want to make sure she made it on the line. Dr. Melissa Bennett, are you out there with me?
Yes. Can you hear me, Ken?
Hey, I can hear you just great. Thanks for being on the call tonight.
Yay. All right. I'm glad I made it. I'm not playing tennis, which is awesome, so I'm not out of breath, so that's a good thing.
Well, here's what I'm excited about with you. Even though if you just got off the tennis court, thanks to you being fortified by Zuma Worldwide Products, I know that you can do a conference call right after and not die.
Yeah, I talk for 45 minutes straight, and I'm like, okay, I can breathe now at the end of it. Yeah, I'm usually jumping right off the court right onto the phone, but this is a little more laid back. I definitely have a lot of information, so I'm going to kind of touch points, and I may chime in with you just a little bit to get some feedback on some of Zuma's products as we're going through it. But, like you were saying, it is a scary time of year. It's actually, almost October 31st, so I thought, well, this is kind of appropriate to provide some information. But the thing that I want to let everyone know is, you're going to turn on the media and you're going to be subjected to fear. I mean, that's how they promote things. So the goal is not focus on fear. I heard a great acronym one time that was fear is false evidence appearing real. Now we know we have situations out there, but what you have control over is yourself. You have control over what you do with your body, and you can't control the world. So you have to leave that up to the Lord. And so you just got to kind of take responsibility for yourself. And I'm hopefully going to give some good insight on things that can help increase your immune system. So if you're ready, I can get started with that.
Absolutely. Dr. Melissa, I'm going to hang back here, and if you want to reach out to me, I'm ready and waiting, but I know you are well prepared for this call, so I'm going to take a step back and let you take the lead.
Okay. Well, I thought, like I said, this was a great opportunity to focus on the role of nutrition, lifestyle, and risk factors that can contribute to low immunity, especially during the time when you have this Ebola thing presently in the media. So I plan to tie in some of my own personal building strategies and focus on some of Zuma's key products that can help strengthen your immune system. And when you look at the immune system, you've got, three different areas of defense. And the first line of defense that people, sometimes take for granted is basically our skin. When you catch a cold, you have mucus that secretes. All of that is a protective mechanism to keep the virus or bacteria from going further into your system. So when you have these things going on, it's basically your body's immune response that's the first line that pops up there. And then as, viruses and bacteria settle more, you end up with the second line of defense, which is your white blood cells. You have these things called antimicrobial proteins, and you have something called an inflammatory response, which, we had spoke about a lot on the cruise with Cardiozyme. And I was going to get you to kind of elaborate on Cardiozyme, even though we're not looking at it from an immune standpoint, it does help with inflammation within the body. And that's one of the cofactors that supports that second line of defense. And then you have the third line of defense. That's the little lymphocytes and antibodies that your body creates to fight off, all of these things that could be harmful to the body. So if you find yourself like getting sick often and you're taking days off from work, it could show that you may have a weak immune system. And because the immune system is like the most important system in the body when it comes to preventing diseases, the immune system defends the body from developing potentially harmful diseases and conditions caused by, bacterial, parasites, fungus, viruses. And the immune system also helps prevent tumors and cancerous growth inside the body. However, if you have problems with the immune system, that can lead to certain things like illnesses and infections, immune responses and things like that. And for myself, I look at my immune system and I want to take really good care of it because I'm 47 now, but when I was 33, out of nowhere, I was diagnosed with very aggressive breast cancer, and they gave me about a 45% chance of survival. And I know there were different factors in play before I developed cancer. So I'm able to look at it, and for those, God forbid, anyone hasn't had cancer, you can look back and kind of see a pattern that can happen before you develop a certain disease. And one of the things that comes into play is stress. People like to ignore it, but stress has a major influence on your immune system, especially chronic stress, which is caused by stressful situations or events that last long periods of time. This raises something called cortisol in the body, and it decreases something called prostaglandins. And prostaglandins are really, good for you from the standpoint that they dilate blood vessels, they inhibit thick blood, they're anti-inflammatory. But the more stress you're under, the less prostaglandins you have in the body. So chronic stress can make you more susceptible to, like, colds and flu, as well as more serious health issues like heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, and all other diseases. And I ran across a really cool study, and it's from Harvard University, and it talks about two different types of stress, and one of them is social stress, and that can be even more damaging than physical stress. So what they did is they took some mice, and they put them into a cage, and they put them with a highly aggressive mouse 2 hours a day for 6 days, and they repeatedly let that mouse threaten but not injure the other mice. So basically you got one mean mouse in a cage harassing these other mice. And the other mice that they had, they kept in tiny cages, and they didn't give them any food or water for long periods of time. That's called a physical stress. So you have two groups of mice, one social, one physical, and both groups of mice were exposed to one bacterial toxin, and the socially stressed animals were twice as likely to die. So that's really fascinating because it's the mice that was locked in with the aggressive mouse on a day-to-day basis actually had a double the chance of passing away compared to the mice that were limited with food. And I relate that back to people who work in an environment and or they live in a place where they're constantly surrounded by negativity. That's not good for you. So you need to figure out a way to have stress relief. And that's one of the things I'm going to talk about here, because isolation also can suppress the immune function. This is cool, too. They took some infant monkeys. They separated them from their moms, and the ones that were caged alone other than in groups, they generated fewer lymphocytes, and in response to antigens, which are things that attack the body, they also produced fewer antibodies in response to viruses, and that just shows that social interaction is very good for the immune system if it's positive. So that's another good reason to get involved with a company like Zuma, because all you're going to surround yourself with is positive people. And that's a beautiful thing, even to help your immune system, just to create that environment of supportive people that are edifying your spirit. And you can also practice stress-reducing activities. There's, you know, meditation, laughter, obviously prayer. They have laugh classes that you can take where you actually just go into a group and you laugh for 30 minutes, which increases endorphins. So just really neat. I personally, for the immune system and from a physical stress perspective, love chiropractic care. Chiropractic care, people just think, oh, that's, you know, my back hurts, I'm going to go to the chiropractor. But when you think about subluxations, they block nerve flow to the organs. You can actually increase your immune system. And they've done studies, especially out of, there's so many studies that shows that chiropractic adjustments actually increase the immune system by over 200%. They've done studies showing over a five-year period, those that were adjusted actually had a greater immune system or a more effective immune system than those that weren't. And even with HIV patients, they had like a 48% increase in their CD4 cells over a six-month period compared to like 8% of people that weren't adjusted. So I'm partial because I had a chiropractic office years ago, so that's one of the things I use to keep my immune system, you know, healthy. And, you know, then we move into diet. And, you know, diet is just one of those things that we're all about with Zuma. But, you know, you're going to tell your friends that if you consume refined sugars and highly processed foods containing pesticides and additives and preservatives, that can weaken your immune system and make you more vulnerable to developing chronic conditions. So in my practice, what I focus on is detoxification at least once a year to kind of reset the body and strengthen the liver. And there is, you can keep this if you want to jot it down, there was a study published by the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition that found the ability of white blood cells to kill bacteria is significantly hampered up to 5 hours after eating just 100 grams of sugar. So that's like drinking 3 cans of a soft drink. You're actually prohibiting the body from killing off bacteria for up to five hours. That was fascinating to me. So, you know, obviously you want to have a healthy diet and, you know, incorporate fruits and vegetables and whole grains. But I would also incorporate a product that sometimes we hear about and sometimes we don't from Zuma, and it's called Berry Balance, into your daily routine because it has such a high concentration of antioxidants. It also has a form of prebiotics in there, so it supports your immune system that way. And, Ken, do you have anything else to chime in on with that as far as Berry Balance?
You know, the one thing I would say about Berry Balance is there's a nutrient in Berry Balance that there's been some extensive research on over the years called activin, which has actually been shown in research and science to support the fight, if you will, against damaged or diseased cells. So kind of going back to your secondary level, as you were talking about, Melissa, you know, when the body obviously is fighting a situation where it's damaged and diseased cells are, you know, are ravaging the body, if we can fight that, we can give the immune system some opportunities to, you know, look to other areas of the body for support. So in that respect, the fact that it's a strong antioxidant is certainly great, of course, for immune system support. But the fact that there's an ingredient in there just standalone that can address, you know, abnormal cell growth is pretty exciting. And, of course, like you said, you know, being able to manage the sugar levels, too, also is a great benefit for immune system support.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what you have with Zuma is you have an arsenal of different products. I'm going to bring a couple of those into light that can really help you create like a cabinet that's going to help you stay healthy. So you can have those things there. There'll be resources for you to reach into. And the bad part is if you wait, and this is what I always worry about, you're sitting there and you start to catch a cold or something and you don't have it on hand, it's always nice to have that there already ready to go so you can, especially the silver, so you can jump in and start taking that right at the onset of a cold. But I'm going to focus on a couple of things more food-based at the moment because a lot of people, you know, obviously eat, but we want to focus on putting some certain foods into the diet during this time of year that's going to help with your immune system. And obviously yogurt, I mean, you hear about that all the time on the media as far as keeping, you know, keeping the bacterial levels at bay. But you got to focus on what kind of yogurt you're getting. There's certain strains of yogurt out there that still have more chemicals in them than just, you got to look at the actual ingredients and see where they're processed from. That's really important. Maybe even going to a health food store and getting yogurt might be better off than getting the main yogurts that are out there on the market. Because yogurt, if you eat it correctly, definitely has that healthy bacteria, and it keeps the gut and intestinal tract free of disease-causing germs. And if you find out, you know, when you research the actual immune system, you look at about 70% of it starting in the gut. So it's one of those things where that's the main part you want to focus on when you're, you know, when you're trying to get that good foundation. And usually they've done studies also and found that just 7 ounce dose of yogurt was just as effective in boosting immunity as, you know, taking pills. So if you're eating 7 ounces a day, and if you have a probiotic or something you can throw in there, you're actually going to just increase that like tenfold to get that, to keep that lactobacillus up in the body. And they're also, you know, one of those things is if you look at yogurt in the media, it's just now coming to light how important it is. It's like it's been around for years, but all of a sudden when the media jumps on it, everybody's like, oh my gosh, I need to go get that. Sometimes it's hard to absorb the probiotic if you get some of the store brand yogurts, because they'll absorb about 15% into the body. So there is a company, I think it's like Stonyfield Farm, that supposedly has a specific strain that kind of helps with the immune system more than the other one. So just keep that in mind. I would say if you're eating yogurt, if you could eat like 2 6-ounce servings a day, that's going to kind of help replenish the bacteria in the gut. And oats and barley, I mean, we always look at those, but the reason they're so important is because they contain something called beta-glucan, and that's a type of fiber that has like an antimicrobial, antioxidant capability, and it's even been tested to show that it's more potent than echinacea, which is really strong in itself. So when animals eat this compound, they're less likely to contract influenza, herpes, and anthrax, and in humans, it boosts the immunity, feeds wound healing, and it helps antibiotics even work better. So that's just oats and barley that we just kind of take for granted. So if you could have like one in your three daily serving of whole grains, you can add in some oats and barley. It's going to be very beneficial. Garlic, another one that is just tried and true with everything. The reason garlic works so well is because it has a component called allicin, and that fights infection and bacteria. And there's some studies out there that, you know, where people researchers have given 146 people a placebo or a garlic extract for 12 weeks, and the garlic takers were 2/3 less likely to catch a cold. Another study showed that garlic lovers who chew more than 6 cloves a week have a 30% lower rate of colorectal cancer and 50% lower rate of stomach cancer. So garlic is just awesome. I use garlic. I'll go into garlic a little bit more. Garlic's great. Shellfish, you know, has selenium in it. Selenium is another thing that's really important for your immune system. It's also rich in omega-3, and I know we have a great omega-3 because it's hard to get shellfish depending on where you live in the country. So if you add in, and Ken, I wanted you to just touch on the two different omegas, because we carry two different ones, and I was trying to figure out what's the difference between those two omegas that we have.
It's one of those things where I know sometimes for folks that they're not actually diving into those two products, it's a little bit difficult to tell the difference. But, you know, again, I'll say this, and I think you would agree with this, Dr. Melissa, that, you know, nowadays an omega-3 as part of your daily routine for supplementation shouldn't even be considered an option with all the research, right, and all the science that's been released on the numerous different health benefits from an omega-3, a high-quality, good, you know, clean omega-3 fatty acid. I mean, it baffles me when I meet people that say, oh, I don't take omega-3s. I'm thinking, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah.
How much more evidence does there have to be of how important they are for human health, right?
Right.
That being said, the omega-3 thousand was designed really for people who said, I want to have a good daily dose of omega-3s in my supplementation routine, and I want to get as much as I can, and I don't want to pay a ton for it. But I want high quality. And that's really where the omega 3000 comes in. It's from wild Alaskan sockeye salmon, you know, not farm raised. We're talking about really the gold standard for omega-3 fatty acid sources. And we cold molecular distill these products. They're free of, excuse me, mercury or PCBs or toxins, any of the things that you wouldn't want in your fish oil. I guarantee are not in there. So it's a real high quality supplement, but it's a more affordable version for those people looking for a good, solid omega-3 supplement to take every day. Now, the omega-3 75, when we talk about immune system support, that's when the omega-3 75 is a little bit more of the kind of product that will shine in that area. It's not quite as heavy of an omega-3 product, meaning you don't get quite as much of the omega-3 fish oils in that product. But what you do get, in addition to the omega-3 fish oils, is you're getting shark liver oil and squalene, both of which have been shown in research and science to be very supportive of the human immune system. So you've got a great immune system supportive lipid-based omega-3 product and omega-3 75, and you've got obviously a little higher price tag on that because of it, but that is a more of a therapeutic omega-3. So usually we'll tell people if they're having immune system challenges or they feel as if, you know, they've had a lot of health challenges they've been battling and they want a good omega-3, the omega-3 75 is probably the better one simply because the immune system benefits. If somebody's in really good health in general, they don't find that they're having a lot of challenges in their health or immune system challenges, then really the omega-3000 is a great choice, and of course a little less in cost as well.
Okay, that's good to know. And you know, if you do, you know, you start with a flu or anything like that, it's good to know that it does help reduce inflammation and it increases airflow and protects lungs from colds and respiratory infections. So it's just nice to have those omega-3 fatty acids in your daily routine. That's a daily thing that you'd want to take for just not even, like you were saying, not even just the immune system, but for brain health, cognitive ability. I mean, it's just a broad spectrum of things that helps. Now we're looking at chicken soup. Now, chicken soup, you always heard your mom, you know, had some chicken soup, but there's so much validity behind chicken soup. One thing that I use chicken soup for that people don't even realize that they can do, if you take some organic chicken and boil it all night long, you're going to have glucosamine in its purest form coming from the chicken broth. And that's what usually people are making the glucosamine that's hard to absorb sometimes. You get it in such a raw form just drinking the chicken soup. You throw some garlic and onions in there. So I use it to increase glucosamine levels, but obviously it has, it has like an amino acid called cysteine, and this is released from the chicken during cooking. So it kind of resembles a bronchitis drug, and I can't remember, I think it's called acetyl-L-cysteine, and that it acts the same way. So it's kind of like it's a natural form of a drug that really helps when someone has bronchial issues going on. And, and also when you're eating soup, you got the salt, and the salt actually helps thin the mucus the same way cough medicines do. So you can put garlic, some onions in there, and it's just a healthy thing to do. But I always suggest with that kind of thing, definitely use organic chicken. I'm not big on everything organic, but with the meats, you don't want to have all the other junk that's in there. Another, beef, if someone's vegetarian, it's kind of hard to obviously eat beef if they're not eating it. But if they're not eating beef, that's a primary source of getting zinc. And you really want to usually supplement with zinc if you need to during this time of year. At least maybe 25 micrograms is good, just to have that zinc, because that zinc is so wonderful to keep the immune system going. And you'll see a lot of stuff in the drugstore now that's all zinc-based because they realize it's very important for the development of like white blood cells. It just helps with the immune system cells, and it helps them recognize and destroy like invading bacteria and viruses. So if you're not eating a lot of beef, you definitely might want to consider finding other foods that are full of zinc or even supplementing with zinc, because even a mild zinc deficiency can increase your risk of infection. Sweet potatoes, no one thinks about that, but that goes back to vitamin A and helping your skin. And there you go with that. The skin is your first line against infection. So if you're having, if you're eating sweet potatoes, you're basically getting that vitamin A in the body, which is going to help with the skin. And if you're looking at, and if you don't like sweet potatoes, you can also look at, a more beta-carotene-rich foods like carrots, squash, canned pumpkin, cantaloupe. Just think of things that are orange, and that's when you think of vitamin A. And that's just going to help your skin in general. And the last one, with mushrooms is really beneficial. You can add those to different foods. There's different ones, different mushrooms out there. I mean, there's so many that are helpful to the body. But shiitake, maitake, reishi, all of those are really good immunity enhanced mushrooms. I mean, there's some out there like the silver dollar ones, not so much. You just want to try to get the ones that are very potent. And you can do, you know, a 1/4 an ounce to an ounce a day, and that's going to increase your immune system. And they actually, when you eat these things, it increases the activity of white blood cells. It makes them more aggressive, so that helps you fight off, you know, infection and things like that. And I use, you know, this is a trick that I use, and I've shared it with my patients, and it seems to work very well with me and them. But I use foods, as soon as I start to feel like I'm catching a cold, I just use, like, if I'm catching a sore throat, I'll chew on raw garlic, piece of raw garlic, swallow it if I can tolerate that. It has the allicin, like I was telling you, which is a natural antibiotic, which if you swallow it, can go into your gut, and that's going to help kind of get your immune system pumped up there. And then if you have a sore throat, if you get a raw piece of onion and you chew on that and let the juice kind of roll down the back of your throat, that actually neutralizes the pain from the sore throat, and it has quercetin, which is very helpful for your immune system. And then, you know, back to the colloidal silver, which I'm going to touch on in just a minute, you know, gargling with that. I mean, you think about taking and ingesting it, but gargling with it like 4 or 5 times a day while you're first catching that cold to keep it from going deeper into your system is just another way of preventing it from settling in your body. So, you know, by the end of you know, eating garlic and onions and everything else, you're going to be like a giant salad. You know, but it really does help as far as those natural components to help with the immune system. And, you know, foods, that's just one thing. And I know you guys are recording that, so you can kind of go back and look at these foods yourself. They're pretty amazing just to incorporate those during this time of year. And then things you obviously want to avoid is excessive alcohol. I mean, that's common knowledge, but there's a reason for it. When you drink alcohol, you're basically impeding the function of the immune cells. And people who drink, you know, periodically, it's cumulative. It's like the more you drink, it's in proportion with the quantity of alcohol you consume. So it can damage the immune system. So in short term, excess alcohol intake will increase the number of colds that you will experience. Long-term alcohol is going to destroy your liver, and you're basically out of here. And I have that's really close to my heart because my mom was 52, and she died of cirrhosis. And she drank every day just thinking it was not that big of a deal. But it's not it's the cumulative effect of anything that you're doing over and over and over again to wreak havoc upon your liver. That's going to just mess you up. So I'm very much a proponent of trying to figure out to help people in this area. I do that in my practice. So that's one of my things that I focus on. And lack of sleep, obviously you got to have sleep. Everything shows that even at Emory, they were teaching us that if you sleep less than 6 hours or more than 9, you have your mortality rate actually increases by sleeping less than 6 or more than 9. So there's that good window between 6 and 9 that will help your immune system and actually just help your mortality. So poor sleep is associated with like reduced number of T cells, your white blood cells that help the body fight diseases. And if you don't get good night's sleep, you can get sick easily. I think you might have noticed that if you're out and about and if people are not sleeping, you'll look at yourself a couple of days later and your immune system is shot. And then you can tell you're susceptible to a cold or anything like that. And obesity, that's just a known thing too. We want to make sure that we're not obese, but there's a reason even further. They've done studies at the University of North Carolina, and they've just found that, you know, with mice shows that obesity reduces the body's ability to turn on elements of its immune system needed to control influenza infection. So it's like when you have too much fat or adipose tissue, you're basically, it becomes a hormone in itself, and it starts activating and acting on your body the way hormones would act. And that's not good because it's going to turn things off that need to be turned on and vice versa. So, you know, keeping yourself in shape is an optimal thing. And, you know, again, exercise. We don't think about exercise during this time of year as much as the summer, but it's so important to keep that circulation going. It keeps the antibodies going. Your white blood cells are increased. And you can do that with as little as just 20 minutes of walking 5 days a week can help your immune system perform its best. So you don't really have to go out and, like, you know, push yourself really hard, but just getting out walking 20 minutes a day is going to actually increase your immune system. And inactive people, I think they take twice as many sick days in a four-month period compared to people who just walk every day. So it's just something that simple is very important. And for myself, I tell my patients to do something called dry skin brushing. Dry skin brushing is something you can pick up a brush at your local health food store. You do it before you get in the shower. And I have a website called theoliveleaf.com, and I have a health blog. And on that health blog, I've written how to dry skin brush properly. But you're basically getting that lymph system moving. It's stagnant without its own moving. So you're creating circulation. It's a form of detox. It's very good for you. And I also recommend a little rebounder trampoline that you can jump on for like 5 to 10 minutes. It just gets that body moving on its own and helps detox the body. Again, a couple of last things here as far as medications. We have to take medications if we are prescribed them. But again, medications, when you're sick and you run out and you get cold medications and you continually start that process, it's kind of like inhibiting the symptoms. Sometimes the body needs to go through what it needs to go through to expel what it's trying to do. And we're just programmed to just run out and grab something immediately when we're sick. It's better, I think, to just try to build up your immune system so that your own body's natural ability can fight that infection. But if you're on medications, you know, you realize medications are more acidic to the body, so you're adding in the H2O water to keep your body in a more alkaline state, which creates balance in that area, which is so important, in health in general. And last two here, you know, obviously a lack of hygiene. Even if you brush your teeth twice a day, that's going to increase your immune system. People don't even think about that, but that's very, very important. And also, you know, I love the silver gel. I think that's an awesome way of just carrying that silver gel around with you. It's a good way to promote Zuma. You know, you're in the bathroom, you're walking out, you squirt a little bit of that on your hands. You're killing the bacteria, but you could also share it. You know, people share those things a lot, like the little antibacterial bottles that they carry around. But if you just carry that around, people are going to be, wow, what are you using? So it's a good way of promoting that product, which is an awesome product. That's just one of the things you can add in. And then smoking, the last thing here is it has over 4,000 chemicals. They're all extremely toxic to the body. Even secondhand smoke, which is known as passive smoke, can affect your immune system. It can trigger asthma attacks. So that's just common knowledge. Unfortunately, the media is really playing now on the popular people that are in the media. They'll catch them smoking and don't even know they're being filmed, and then they'll put that in their ads. The tobacco companies will stick it in their ads. So it's they're trying to start this whole thought process that it's cool, and it's just sad because we really are on a mission to change the health of a generation and to see the younger population. Because my daughter goes to Georgia State, and it's like half the campus is smoking, and I'm like, what the heck? You know, you would think it would go away, but it's kind of merging its head a little bit more. And the last thing is dehydration, which is so important. You just got to be hydrated to be healthy, and if you're not, your immune system will not have the ability to fight off infection. And dehydration can only, you know, affect your energy. It also affects your sleep. It affects the ability to get toxins and waste materials out of the body. So, you know, H2O water obviously prevents dehydration. And I explain to my patients, it's about the alkalinity, but it's also about the over 70 trace minerals which are absorbed into your body. Because before I drink H2O, I always felt like a dry plant. And when water would come in, it would kind of flow straight through. Kind of like when you pour water in a pot and it just kind of leaks out the bottom. That's like drinking regular water. You just kind of drink it and you still feel dry. But when I started H2O, I noticed immediately that my body was not expelling water, but it was absorbing the water. And your body's 80% water anyway in composition. So that's one of the main reasons, you know, I stay on H2O is to keep my body in that mineralized alkali state to prevent cancer reoccurrence. And I tell every single patient that. Not that we're treating it or anything like that. It's definitely just a preventative thing. And I feel in my heart that it's really helping me because I've been here 14 years and I wasn't even supposed to be here. And it's also, you know, part of keeping my immune system healthy. And I just recommend it to everyone, all my patients, anyone I come in contact with. And then my last thing is Silver Max. Silver has a long history. It's been around for thousands of years. And people don't even realize that, you know, even silverware, there's a whole component behind silver that's just fascinating. And silver was like the mainstay up until the pharmaceutical industry kind of kicked in and started getting more of the sulfur compounds. But people were using silver back in the day. I mean, they would treat wounds with it. They would use it for even like in the churches. Actually, that's why they use the little cups that they drink of are made of silver, because they inhibit bacteria growth. So it's really fascinating to just look at the benefits of silver. And I know Zuma, and I'm going to let you elaborate on this, Ken, you guys have a proprietary silver because it has small ultra particles, and they're highly concentrated, and they're positively charged ions. And you got it in liquid, and you also have it in gel. And I'm feeling like that's just one of the things that you should just have on your shelf. I mean, it's not a known, you kind of know it, you know, it's in the back office, you see it every once in a while. But people don't realize how important it is to have that at hand, especially during this time of year.
Well, no doubt about it. And I can tell you, it's funny, we're having this topic of conversation tonight on this call. I was literally in the Zuma home office earlier today, and I was in a corporate meeting that we have. We do it once a week meeting, and there was a bunch of us on the executive level just talking about some of the things that we're doing for the tail end of this year in Zuma. And I reminded everybody that I was going to be out of the office next week. My wife and I are going on a vacation out of the country. And the joke was, well, Ken's on another vacation. Of course, we just got off the Zuma cruise. But one of the things that came up in discussion that was kind of humorous was one of my colleagues at Zuma's corporate headquarters said, boy, it seems like you're on vacation a lot. They said, how do you get that deal? I said, I decided to do something different in my life. And that was, instead of letting my health get bad and having to take sick days, I trade those for vacation days. And that's absolutely the truth. In fact, I'm proud to tell you that in the 11 plus years now I've been with the Zuma company, I have not once, this is the absolute truth, not once had to take a sick day in that 11 plus years. And I credit that to our products. I credit that to drinking X2O every day. I credit that to, you know, having the silver on hand, which, by the way, you can guarantee I never leave home without, and absolutely this trip out of the country, I will not be getting on an airplane, especially during this time of the year, especially with all the threats out there, without my silver with me. You know, and I do practice a lot of the things you were talking about tonight, you know, on the call, Melissa. I mean, it's not a, you know, oh, I'm going to not take care of myself, and oh, if I start to get sick, I'm just going to start, you know, using X2O and some silver until it goes away, and then I'll go back to my regular habits. You could do that, and certainly would be advisable for the people who don't live a healthy lifestyle, but to stay well, right, and to keep your immune system strong. It's a combination of a lot of things. Like you said, even right down to getting the right amount of sleep at night helps. I mean, so there's so many things we can do to make sure our body stays strong, our immune system stays strong. And the silver in our line is second to none. I've used silver for many years, as I know you have, but really it wasn't until we brought out the Silver Max, the version that we have today, have I seen and heard the kind of testimonies that really are the stuff that you know is possible with silver. But quite honestly, up until this most recent version, the silver that we've got, and it is a very exclusive Hydrosol technology, we've never gotten the kind of testimonies like we've been getting over the last few years. So it's just proof that it works, and it's proof of so many different people who have tried many other remedies, including antibiotic-type therapies, only to get mediocre results, or in some cases get almost no results, but yet they'll decide to try silver and see what that does for them. And the testimonies and the stories that result from that, just fascinating. So, you know, it is an all-encompassing approach. There's so many things we can do. But, boy, you know, I mean, like you said, I mean, I would not even consider not having silver on hand in my household, and certainly would never consider getting on a plane or traveling anyplace without it. It's come in handy so many times personally for me. You know, the old expression back in the days when American Express would say, you know, don't leave home without it, right? Well, when it comes to my Silver Max, I never leave home without it. So it is an incredible product, and you're right. It's one of the many ways that we can, you know, support the immune system using Zuma's products.
I agree, and it's one of those things that a lot of times you'll be going, you know, especially a new member might be going through the back office, and they'll see it, and they'll be like, well, what, you know, what is that? They may have heard about it, but they don't really understand its potency. And, I mean, there is just so much information that you can gather on the benefits of silver and how, you know, you can't treat a disease, but just the whole concept of it, you know, blocking pathogens and killing parasites, and people use it for all types of influenza. I mean, it's just one of those things that you just need to have, just to have there to hold on to. And, you know, there's different ways of consuming it, too. And I wanted to address that real quick. You know, like I was saying, you can gargle with it, which is kind of cool because you're able to gargle with it. And I would suggest, you know, you can even swallow it after you gargle if you want. But the gargling, just having that concentrated silver on the back of your throat, especially if you're getting any swollen area that back there, is very effective. You can also put it under the tongue sublingual, which goes into the body very quickly. Anything under the tongue is just absorbed immediately. So you could take it that way. In fact, if someone is, you know, getting a cold or something like that, that's a good way of getting it into the body. And then obviously just taking it internally is very good. But I love the fact that you have not only the silver with the liquid, but also the gel for that topical area. I mean, anytime if I get a bug bite or anything like that, I immediately apply the silver gel there and, like, just use it daily to kind of keep my hands, you know, antibacterial, especially if I'm coming in contact with patients throughout the day. So it's just an awesome thing to have. And all of these products that you guys have, I am just so passionate about the concept of just helping people with your products, because I see the effectiveness of them. I see the water, especially the water, is just so close to my heart, because I just feel like nothing works without having being properly hydrated. And the one thing that I didn't do before I had cancer was drink water. I know that was the main thing. So I feel like your company and all of you there are just a blessing to me, because I honestly didn't like water, and I just didn't have anything to do with it, so I would drink everything else but water. And I found out, even in research with breast cancer, regular, just plain water, increasing that by 50% can help you prevent, you know, getting sick that way. So putting the alkalinity into it along with the minerals, it's like supercharged. It's just such a comforting feeling to know that I'm doing something that is keeping me healthy, and I can help other people learn about this. And I feel like we're all on a mission, and we've got such a gem. We've got something that if we can really just get people to, I know they just say it's water, but if they understand the importance of how effective it is to keep us healthy, it's just a huge opportunity to change the health of so many people, and hopefully from a preventative standpoint, keep them from hopefully getting sick, which would be such a blessing to others. So anyway, I just thought, I know I covered a lot of stuff within that amount of time, and I talk really fast. I was like, I don't want to be on the phone for 2 hours with you guys. I think you'd get bored by that. But I hopefully covered a lot of key points that you can take with you, you know, as you journey through this with increasing your immunity and your health.
Absolutely. And Dr. Melissa, as always, thank you for your time and your talents on this call. And certainly appreciate you being part of the Zuma family, and look forward to chatting with you soon. But thanks for being on this call and sharing that wisdom with us tonight. There is tons of good stuff here. So for those of you listening in, remember these are recorded calls. You can go back and re-listen and grab information you may have missed on this first time around. And I certainly encourage you to do that, because as Dr. Melissa was saying, we are entering that season of the year that it seems like more and more people that you know are going to suddenly find themselves not feeling so well and getting sick. And again, when you look at the media and all the things that are coming out about, you know, the threats to our health and our immune system, it just convinces me that much more how important it is to keep our immune system strong and to be prepared by having this information and this knowledge so that you can take good care of yourself. So, folks, again, thanks for listening to this live call tonight. I'm certainly glad that you were here. Look forward to having you on a future call in the very near future, and that, of course, will be next week, same time, same place. But until then, have a great rest of the week, everybody. Look forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.